AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More underwater noises were heard in the area of the Atlantic, where rescuers are searching for a submersible reported missing on a mission to explore the wreckage of the Titanic. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says underwater noises detected by surveillance aircraft provide new information as to possible locations for the Titan.
The noises specifically, we don't know what they are.
Mission advisor and retired Navy Captain Carl Hartsfield says ocean noises are complex.
They're trying to put all the pieces together. The noises have been described as banging noises.
Frederick says the search area is twice the size of Connecticut, 2.5 miles deep, and they're doubling their searching resources.
When you're in the middle of a search and rescue case, you always have hope.
Questions remain how rescuers could get to the submersible, which could be 12,500 feet under the sea by the Titanic. Audio courtesy WCVB. I'm Julie Walker.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pushing back against a resolution by Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert to impeach President Biden.
Anytime you take something this serious, you've got to have facts behind it. Anytime you want to do something in impeachment, we're like the grand jury. We have to make the case to make the indictment. You don't just put something on the floor and say, okay, impeach somebody.
The government is giving the go-ahead for the sale of chicken made from animal cells. John Tetrick is CEO of Eat Just.
It feels strange, a little peculiar initially, but after a period of time, it becomes ubiquitous and boring. And that's eventually the path for cultivated meat.
It's also very expensive. Livestock doesn't need to be raised and killed to produce this kind of meat. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon, accusing the company of trying to enroll consumers without consent into Amazon Prime and making it difficult for them to cancel their subscriptions. This is AP News. Hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed into a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank. Palestinians say one man was killed.
Angry Israeli mourners chanted revenge at a funeral for one of four Israelis killed by Palestinian gunmen. The next day, hundreds of settlers marched down to the Palestinian town of Turmus Aya and set fire to cars, homes and trees. In Nablus, several surrounding villages saw cars and buildings also torched by angry Israelis as firefighters fought overnight to extinguish the blazes. The settler attacks come as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans to build 1,000 new settler homes in response to the deadly shooting. The settler attacks and Netanyahu's call for more settlements has threatened to further raise tensions after days of deadly fighting in the West Bank. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.